liked him before.
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
So he's back with more.
On WCCP
105.5 The Roar.
To have you with us. Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com. They want to be there for you when next time you have a mortgage, next time you refinance, next time you have a remodel, a home improvement type situation. Hey, let them take care of you. It is our great friends at Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com. I trust these folks. I don't trust people that call me. How many times your phone ringing? It's an 800 company or out of state company. You look at the phone and go, I'm not answering that one. I don't trust that. I trust Mark. I trust Amanda. These are local people you see in your school, see in your PTA, see at your Little League baseball, softball, basketball games, your dance recitals, your Cub Scouts and Boy Scouts. They're there. These are local people that have the best rates. They're there to help you. And you owe it to yourself. You owe it to your family. Think about refinancing, and maybe they can save you some money. Think about home improvement. Or next time you buy a home, put it on your favorites. It is the salt of the earth type people. It's our friends at Prime Lending. It's PrimeLendingSC.com. Hey, Friday, 8:05 means our Jinx Inc. Realty Hunting and Fishing Report. And the topic this season is about deer hunting. And we've got some hot weather, and then we're cooling down a little bit and getting hot again and cooling down a little bit. And the guy to talk us through this is our good friend John Tompkins of Jinx Inc. Realty. Good morning, John. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing great, Mickey. How are you?
Man, I'm doing fantastic. How's deer hunting been so far? Very early in the season, and man, we were in the 90s a little bit. How's the early returns from our deer season?
Well, I haven't even had an opportunity to get out. We've been so busy with work and family and stuff, but not much in our office. I know most of us don't get out there until a little bit later in the season, but I know Stillwell and Brian, though, they've been down in the lower state a couple times. They've harvested a couple good deers. But it's actually, a lot of people think early season's tough, and it can be when the temperatures are hot. But one thing that the fall offers, this time of year, is the weather starts to fluctuate. And if you can pay attention to these weather patterns and these trends in the weather, you can really have a lot of success early in the season because the deer hadn't been pressured too much so far this season. So, to walk you through some of the things you need to understand about the weather and the trends this time of year, number one, you have to, and this is a common rule, you got to be in an area with good cover, adequate food, a good deer population. You know, you can't just go anywhere and hunt, obviously, you know. Concentrate on those areas that you know have a good population and so forth, with the cover and travel ways and so forth that we've talked about in the past. But things you can... One of the main things that you need to look for is to pay attention to the temperature. Temperatures start fluctuating this time of year. Like you mentioned before, you get some hot times, you get some cool times. If you pay attention to when the temperature is about 4 to 5 degrees below the average temperature. So I think this weekend is supposed to be a little cooler. This would actually be a good weekend to get out there and see some deer activity because the average is supposed to be cooler. Another thing that goes a little bit along with temperatures, the dew point. A dew point within 4 degrees of the low temperature is great. So if you pay attention to that, you know, you look that up on weather websites and so forth, find out what that dew point is. If it's around 4 degrees of the low temperature, it's a good time. Another thing is the barometric pressure. A lot of wildlife responds to pressure changes in the atmosphere and so forth. And if you look for a pressure around 30, or above, preferably actually rising, you know, in the process of rising, it's going to be a lot more deer activity during the daytime. Matter of fact, one study that I know about showed 77% of trophy bucks harvested coincided with the barometric pressure of 30 or above. So paying attention to that pressure is important too. Obviously, this actually might be the most important is the wind. Light winds of 15 mile an hour or better, but it's actually best to get out there right after a very windy period. So if you had a couple days of it being windy, 30 miles per hour above, when that weather and that wind starts to go down, get out there in the woods, and you should have a lot of luck with those conditions. But another is sky cover. Cloudy times make better conditions. It decreases the amount of moonlight and results in increased daytime activity. When the cloudy conditions follow fog, rain, snow flurries. I don't think we've ever gotten snow flurries down here this time of year, but if it follows those types of weather conditions, it's the best. So after a rain, get out in the woods, and they'll start moving. Another one, a major one, probably the last one to talk about, is moon phases. Moon phases show a direct correlation with deer activity. The full moon and the new moon phase are best for the increase in deer activity. And when these are accompanied by the trends that I felt before, the sky cover, wind, pressure, temperature, dew point, and so forth, if you can get all those conditions with the moon phase being full or new, it's a perfect time to be out there in the woods. But, one thing, these are all trends that you should understand, but the common rules for hunting are still there. And like I said, wind's very important. What I mean by that is if your stand's located upwind from where the deer are coming out, they're not going to come out. They're going to smell you and all that stuff. So you need to pay attention to the common rules. And but using these little trends to understand can get you out there and maximize your experience.
I feel like I'm talking to Jim Cantore. We'll get a little Weather Channel update through all of that. Hey, tell us about that. What's keeping you busy over there, man? Because I know guys love to get out, but more importantly, you love to help out the people looking for great properties.
Yeah, we do. We love getting out and getting in the woods and hunting and so forth. But we've been slam busy, full of people wanting to look at lands, people wanting to put lands on the market. And we take pride in being very detailed and exploring these lands people want to put on the market. So it takes up our time, which is fine. We're good with that. We like doing what we do for a living, too. So, it's a great time to get your property out there in the market. People are starting to look even harder than they have before because the weather's starting to turn, starting to recognize some of those outdoor activities that they've always done that they weren't thinking about in the hot time of the year. So it's a great time to get your property on the market. It's also a great time to buy property. There's plenty of properties out there, and there's pretty good deals, too. You can go to our website, www.jirland.com. Check them out. We have special search ways to search through our website that it's easy to use. So I encourage you to check it out. We're also on Twitter and Facebook. You can follow us there, or you can just give us a call, 864-631-2770.
Place to find it, Jinx Inc. Realty. You guys are the best. Hey, John, have a great weekend, man. We always appreciate it. And our hunters do as well. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you guys next week.
Will do, Mickey. Thanks a lot.
All right, our good friend John Tompkins of Jinx Inc. Realty. And leads us to our next guest, our good friend here, Herb Tyler, Chick-fil-A of Clemson. How you doing, man?
Man, I'm doing good, Mickey. How are you? How are you doing from last week? How are you hanging?
Well, I can see that one coming from a mile away last week because of the emotions of that game and emotions of the Louisville game and playing at a high level in this game coming up. I'm fine with that. It was louder in here earlier with your big crowd than it was at Death Valley in the first and second quarters last week. So.
And did you really realize and not have any doubt whatsoever at that point?
Now, I knew Clemson wasn't going to lose the game. There, at no point in time did I think, man, Clemson's in trouble. They're going to lose this football game. Now, closer than I thought, yeah, but the talent level was just, was a difference. And once it had to take a while to figure it on out. And the other thing that people, we break down games here all the time, Herb. And we're always talking about five stars and four stars and three stars. We're always talking about man and zone coverage and robber coverage and cover twos and threes and ones. We're always talking about, schemes and all that. Very seldom do we talk about field position. And Clemson's last week started out, it's inside of its, deep in its territory. On five or six or seven drives, they were deep in their own territory. And that affects the game. And that affects the conservative or aggressive nature of a play call. And you got to give Boston College punter a lot of credit. He backed Clemson up, and it had a big effect.
And you know what? I cannot remember the last time I've seen a punter be able to do that consistently.
Yeah.
And doing it. The other part that I was – and I don't know why I'm surprised, because every time I see Boston College play, they got some big guys.
Yeah. It's a
– And they're physical.
Yeah, Northeast smash. They want to play in a phone booth type thing. They want to, you know – they don't have the athleticism on the outside, the speed on the outside. It's typical north-south football. It's completely different football up there than when we play here.
So now, which brings me to this week. And, you know, I guess one of the things, and I'm buying in because I really believe what Dabo's saying about what's the most important game is the next game.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of people talk about that. But their program doesn't really show that.
Nobody in that stadium was as fired up. Nobody. Yeah. There was not a single fan in the game Saturday that I noticed. Maybe somebody's going to take exception to this. That was as jacked up about that game as they were the Auburn game.
And you know, we need to be. We need to be jacked up at Virginia Tech.
Right.
Man, that's a tough place to play.
Yeah. Oh, it's tough. And it will. They will be, though. Virginia Tech has Clemson's attention. I'm not sure Boston College did. Didn't have the fans' attention. I'm pretty sure didn't have many of those players' attention. Had the staff's, but that's, you know, that's what they do on a professional level.
So you're Virginia Tech.
Yep.
What is their key if they're going to beat Clemson? I said what is the key?
Virginia Tech has to run the ball effectively because they have a freshman quarterback. If they're one dimensional, now they'll do a lot of these jump ball situations with Cam Phillips, your wide receiver, who caught 12 balls in the ACC championship game against Clemson. Number five, he's a great wide receiver, a 50-50 guy, you know, 50-50 balls. They'll do some of that anyway. But if Clemson can turn them, take away the running game, make the freshman quarterback beat him, pressure him, confuse him, get all over him, Virginia Tech can't win the game. They have to have some semblance of a running game and short yardage and things like that. So they've got to do that. Also, defensively, you know, do what Boston College was able to do. Kind of confuse Kelly Bryant a little bit and let Bud Foster go back to the old Bud Foster. But Bud Foster... He gave up 45 to Tennessee last year. He gave up 31 to Syracuse last year. He gave up 36 to Pittsburgh last year. You know, he gave up 30 to Georgia Tech and 42 to Clemson. It's not like he's just shutting everybody down like he's this all-time genius. I think Clemson has the best defensive coordinator. Here's the thing, Herb. Clemson's better at quarterback, running back, wide receiver, offensive line, tight end, defensive line, linebacker, secondary. They're better. Now, the place kicker probably better for Virginia Tech. But Lane Stadium, night, energy. Clemson's not so much better than they can go turn it over, get in bad field position, do dumb penalties, make up, you know, give up big plays, and still win. The margin is not like it was last week. The margin is much closer to Auburn as far as the talent level margin is concerned.
So getting this team, I heard you talking about the teams back when Charlie Pell and, you know, all the legend and the history.
Charlie Pell, who coached at Virginia Tech? With Danny Ford. They coached at Virginia Tech.
Not the
head coach, but the assistant coach is up there.
Interesting.
With Terry Don Phillips. Yeah.
But the thing about it is, this game, in Dabo's press conference, he said it was probably the best learning experience for Kelly Bryant. Or for him to learn from.
Yeah.
So what do you think that they have really focused on with him this past week?
Well, like almost every quarterback in his first year starting, every week you're going to learn something because you hadn't seen it yet. Boston College showed Clemson something completely different than what they thought going in. And you got to give them credit because they have smart players who are able to pull it off. But they're expecting one defense, and they got a completely different look in the secondary. Now, what the old Bud Foster used to do is robber coverage. You see a lot of that. You're sinking a guy in the middle of the field to take away the center of the field type stuff. I don't know how much you'll see that tomorrow. The new Bud Foster in the last, I don't know, 5 years or so has been some combination coverages. Show you one thing on one side of the field, something different on the other side of the field. Show you one thing and then do something different, try to confuse you that way. It is – they gamble. They're talented in their secondary. They have big corners. They're talented there, but they gamble, and they allow some big plays. And think about this. Clemson, Dabo Sweeney's 4-0 against them. Had some not huge plays up there the first time in 2011, but in an ACC championship game in 2011, huge plays, scored 38. In a game down here in 2012, had some big plays, scored 38. Last year's ACC championship game had some big plays and scored 42. You might have to hit some big plays in this game. The final thing I tell you is all the junk defenses you can play, all the confusion the quarterbacks you can try. If you run the football and you take away, you know, if you have a little bit of balance in there, but there's nothing more demoralizing than lining up, smashing somebody. And I think that if Feaster and Etienne can play well, if the offensive line plays well, that's demoralizing. It takes crowds out of it. All the stuff about blitz packages, confusing quarterbacks is one thing. Run the football, and that takes care of itself.
Well, I will have to tell you, Etienne, I'm just telling you, and if you let him loose, I still don't get it.
Yeah.
I mean, just truthfully. But anyway, I appreciate that. And I saw one of your friends this morning at the gym. I've started back at the gym, and
you,
I need
good
to do
for
that.
You.
But one of your friends, Kevin Black, said, tell you hello this morning.
Man, that guy's in good shape, huh?
What are you talking about? You knew he retired, right?
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
You know, he's supposed to be out selling stuff. So I see him this morning. I go, what have you sold? And he goes, nothing. And I'm going, Kevin, what are you talking about? You got to make a sale, so we got to get going.
Yeah.
But he is in good shape.
Boy,
I mean, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, he's in good shape.
He's a good guy. But he said, tell Mickey Plowler I said hello.
Well, yeah, he's a good guy. No doubt.
So, anyway.
You want some business here at Chick-fil-A?
Yeah. And everybody's getting ready. I mean, it's the same thing. I actually have some dealings with the Jinx Inc. people. Yeah. I really do. And John Stillwell. Man, these guys have helped me out.
They're good people. They're great
and
people.
So, when you choose some of these people, they really want to help you. And so, Carol and I, that's kind of our mission is again, as Kelly Gremlin says, separation's into preparation.
Love it.
And we want to help you prepare. And, you know, the other part of this whole deal is you can get reheatable trays.
That's what Carol told me last week. She said, please tell her to tell you more about this. A lot of people are doing this now. Get it now. You put it in your oven, and it's ready. It's ready on game day Saturday. So
it's
you can get it today.
Well, you got to call me so I can prepare it, right?
Yeah, you got to
call me because there is a process of food safety of how you do this.
Right.
It's not like we just cook a nugget and throw it in the freezer. You can't do it that way. I mean, it's more. It takes us more time. But you can do that. You can get a reheatable tray of nuggets or strips.
Mm-hmm.
And we do a lot of that here. And we'd love to do that for you. And that's, I guess, one of the things that made me really think about it is, you know, Kelly's a huge Chick-fil-A fan. And she goes, but I always want it on Sunday. And so I said, you know what? We can figure this out.
Yeah.
And it works. But also, if you want to get it on that day, we are still here to do that. There are going to be a lot of viewing parties.
Yep.
I'm telling you, there are going to be a lot of viewing parties that are going on. And this, I believe we're going to see excitement about this game like we didn't last week, which, you know, is kind of disappointment.
Yep.
So call Chick-fil-A at 864-654-4655. That's here in Clemson. And in Seneca, it's 886-9080. But the easiest way is ilovechickfilet.com. And you go to Seneca or Clemson. So I would just tell people, Mickey, I appreciate everybody's business. I really, really do, and Carol does. But I also appreciate the opportunity to help you serve and do what it is that you want to do. Because not everybody is not the same thing. Some of you may want cool wraps. Some of you may want cookies, all those things. So we do appreciate the business, and we're grateful. And I appreciate you being here, and I actually really appreciate your thoughts on this game. And so we just have to remind ourselves, this game right here is the most important game Clemson's played to.
Well,
I can't say any hit.
It is coming up. It's the only one you can control.
It is. And the thing about it is I truly believe that that's a standard.
Yeah.
And so, you know what? So y'all can enjoy it. Let me fix your food for you.
I
love you, Miggy.
Love you too, buddy.
See you,
buddy. You're the best. Herb Tyler, ilovechickfilet.com. We'll take a break. Come back to Chick-fil-A of Clemson right after this.
Head to Bojangles for five hearty meals for just $5 each. Your choice of five flavorful combo meals, like a two-piece dinner combo or barbecue sandwich combo for just $5 each. This deal won't last long, so hurry in today. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Relax, we're in Tigertown. Founders Federal Credit Union is in Clemson for all your financial needs. With products and services like free checking with e-statements, loans for all reasons, the Founders app with mobile deposit and Founders Online, you can be all in at Founders and all in with your national champion, Clemson Tigers. For product information, visit foundersfcu.com. Not a Founders member? Visit relaxjoinfounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA.
Y'all know what time it is, Clemson football. And wherever they go to catch all the action, from Death Valley to a friend's place, more and more Tiger fans go there in vehicles from Big O Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram. Because you can't spell go without O. And now, during Ram Power Days, lease a new 2017 Ram 1500 quad cab for just $179 per month. So visit us under that big American flag on the Motor Mile or at BigOdodge.com.
Lease for $179 a month for 36 months. First payment, tax tag, and $29.99 due at signing. No security deposit required. With approved credit, see dealer for details.
What business doesn't like to save a little money where they can? Crute LED has partnered with Duke Power to do just that. Whether you need LED tube lights, $4 after rebate, LED high bay fixture, $79 after rebate, parking pole light, $99 after rebate, or 6-inch down lights, $4 after rebate, Crute LED will pass on Duke Power rebate upfront to you with a verification of your business Duke Power bill. Visit online at CruteLED.com or visit their office at 109 Interstate Boulevard in Anderson, South Carolina. Call now at 864-401-8506 or email sales at CruteLED.com.
Bring your own tools, pull the parts you need, and save big. At LKQ Pick Your Part, you'll find millions of parts from hundreds of cars and trucks to choose from. Right now, download our PYP Garage app. Get instant notifications when your vehicle comes to an LKQ Pick Your Part near you. Sign up for our PYP Garage and start earning points towards discounts on future purchases at LKQ Pick Your Part. It's easy and free to sign up. Visit LKQPickYourPart.com for more information or visit us today and save big. What's in your garage?
Just like our national champion Clemson Tigers, John Deere and AgPro know a thing or two about leaving it all on the field. Their compact tractors feature legendary toughness, strength, and unrivaled durability. Right now, you can check out the entire John Deere lineup at AgPro. They even have special financing available, so it won't take a big bite out of your budget. Find the location nearest you or request a quote today at agproco.com.
Upstate, listen. Way More Transportation is hiring experienced dump truck driving professionals to operate late model automatic trucks. For more information and applications, go to waymoretrans.com. That's waymoretrans.com.
For over 50 years, Dewey's passion for hunting and their experience has set the standard. They're known for great deals and top-line brands like Dakota and Cooper Rifles, Beretta and Kimber Firearms, and Swarovski and Leica Scopes. Their pro staff will help you find the right gun at a great price. No matter what you're looking for, shop Dewey's Pond, 5900 Augusta Road, 2 miles off of I-85. Or call today at 422-0072. Buying, selling, and trading guns, gold, and diamonds.
Football is here and winter weather is not far behind. Get Old Man Winter ready by shopping Craft Stove Store and Patio for all your fireplace needs. Vent-free gas logs heat for just pennies an hour and use no electricity, so they keep you warm even during a power failure. Choose from over 20 burning models of vented and vent-free logs with natural or propane gas. Shop and save at Craft Stove Store and Patio, 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard, for everything your hearth desires.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Sweeney. You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
Gearing up for an autumn escape? Stop by the Pendleton Tire Company and buy a set of four eligible Yokohama tires and get a Visa prepaid card up to $70. Choose from Yokohama's all-new rugged Geolander MT-G003, the reliable all-season Geolander HT-G056, and many more. So hurry in to Pendleton Tire today, because your chance to escape with incredible savings ends soon. Visit YokohamaTire.com for complete terms and conditions of the mail and rebate.
Tire Show is on the air.
Didn't we already talk about this?
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Seth.
Early in the morning, rising to the street. Light me up that cigarette, and I'll strap shoes on my feet. Got to find the reason.
Be with us in Chick-fil-A of Clemson on a college football Friday. I just saw Savannah Scott's dad at the drive-thru. That was good. We always, Coach Brad Scott talked about last week about his granddaughter and Jeff with their daughter, and boy, they've done a good job. Keep, follow him on Twitter and see some really cute videos. That's pretty cool stuff. Let me tell you about Carolina Flooring Specialist, 404-8158, 404-8158. The folks at Carolina Flooring Specialist, in case you hadn't seen it, this is a garage floor. It is for your garages. It's an awesome deal to look at this high-performance epoxy-based flooring that means slip-resistant. It means stain-resistant. It means a wonderful colors with the chips and this great finish on it. It means you wipe your spills up. It means lower maintenance, and it means adding value to your home. This is a wonderful product, and these are great people. Tim Worley can come to your home, come to your business, and give you a free estimate, no obligation phone call. This is simple, folks. This is one of the easiest things I've ever done, one of the best things I've ever done. It's Carolina Flooring Specialist, 404-8158. Again, 404-8158. My friend Zach, how you doing over there, man? We had all these guests on in a row, and I hadn't caught up to you. How you doing over there?
Everything I'm good? I'm doing well. I appreciate you checking in on me.
Good, man. Glad to hear that. Let me we hadn't done something today that we like doing. We always love getting our big games of the week. And we always love doing it earlier on. I mentioned it because I kind of want to get people excited about it. And then we always come back late because people get busy throughout the week and they get there sideways. And I just want to remind folks, like, what's on TV. So, you ready to do this?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Biggie games of the week. Biggie Smalls gets us our big games of the week, and it's going to begin tonight. For folks that have not heard it before, when you are like, just can't wait, the biggest game of the week, and you can't wait, what's it going to sound like to our listeners?
The back of the club, sipping my wet, this way you find me. The back of the club, Mac and
all the games that you have, medium interested, good games, good solid games that you will watch.
But I just can't quit because
on the games that, you know, you'll check in on and just kind of keep up with and just kind of flip over and have a mild interest in it. And then what would it sound like, Zach, when you have no interest at all in a game? All right, there you go. Biggie Smalls getting us our Biggie Games of the Week. It begins tonight, my friend, 7 o'clock ESPN. The Miami Hurricanes at Duke. This is a Coastal Division battle, maybe a preview of the Coastal Division Championship. I got a little more interest than you do, buddy. I'm going to watch this one. I can't wait. It's going to be really cool. There you go. All right. Fox Sports 1, Huskers at the Lovie Smiths, Nebraska at Illinois, 8 o'clock tonight. Oh, man. 10:30 tonight. I don't know how I'm going to be able to stay up for this one. But 10:30 tonight, Southern Cal, battle of the best quarterbacks in the country, among the best quarterbacks in the country. Southern Cal goes to Washington State. Arrgh, the Pirate. ESPN 10:30.
Who you be with?
That's tonight's game. Be in bed 10:30. That's a 1 o'clock finish. All right, tomorrow, Nooners. I'll be arriving in Blacksburg about this time, so hopefully find me a little place, a little watering hole to watch some of this stuff. Can't keep Zach out of these. 11 o'clock, or I should say noon tomorrow, ESPNU, Houston at Temple. Noon tomorrow, Fox Sports 1, Maryland at Minnesota. Got to row that boat. I need this one, brother. This is what I'm jacked out about. Not only is the Coastal Division a big game tonight with Miami and Duke, tomorrow at noon, ESPN2, North Carolina at Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech's playing well right now. Defense shut out Pittsburgh in the second half. Zach, we have a bad connection. I don't hear anything. North Carolina at Georgia Tech.
That's on purpose. I don't care about that.
No. North Carolina, Georgia Tech, Coastal Division.
Let me be as clear as possible. I don't care. I don't care about the game at all.
Noon, Northwestern, ABC, Northwestern at Wisconsin.
Give me some games, man.
Pittsburgh.
Give me some games.
Noon. How about ACC Network noon tomorrow, Syracuse at NC State?
Games, man. Games. Real games.
NC State's come off a big win against Florida State.
I don't care about Dave Doran. Come on.
Okay. Noon ESPN tomorrow. Big one. Vandy, easy like Sunday morning. Florida, this is one of 3-2 games. Vandy and Florida. Man, doggone it. All right, let's get on to 3:30. I know you care about this one. Backs against the wall. 0-2 Florida State. Wake Forest, ABC, 3:30. Wake Forest undefeated. Florida State winless. Florida State's got to answer the bell tomorrow up in Winston-Salem. Florida State at Wake Forest. I like it. I like it. I'm probably a little more interested in that than you. 3:30 tomorrow, CBS. Georgia at Tennessee. Tennessee needs to save Butch Jones's job tomorrow. I like it. Hey, Big Ten Network, I told you earlier in the season, 3:30 tomorrow, Indiana at Penn State. I told you Indiana's going to be the top 10 team. They've got a chance to do that tomorrow. No interest in that one. Huh. All right, 3:30 ESPNU tomorrow, Navy at Tulsa. Nope. 4 o'clock tomorrow, Iowa at Michigan State. Iowa, boy, that was a deflating loss going to Michigan State. Both these teams coming off bad losses that have a win. 4 o'clock on Fox. No. All right. Ready? 6 o'clock. ESPN. Mississippi State at Auburn.
I don't do 6 o'clock games. You know that.
No, you do 6 o'clock games. No, I got to have that one. That's a big game, man. 12, that's a big 3:30, game. 3:30,
7, 7:30, and 8.
No.
It's good to have
morals. 8:21 tomorrow night, by the way. 8:21.
Well, I guess I'm not watching.
All right, Mississippi State Auburn. I'm watching that one, man. I can't even see that. Well, no, I'm paying attention to that one. I'll be in Lane Stadium by that time.
By 6? You'll right. be in the stadium 2 hours early?
2 hours, 21 minutes early.
No way.
I get in there way too early.
No,
yeah,
you
I get
won't.
In there way too early. Yeah, I get way too early. All right, ESPN2, 7 o'clock tomorrow. Memphis is at Central Florida. No, I think Central Florida's undefeated. ESPNU, 7 o'clock. So automatically starting out, 7 o'clock. Troy at LSU. LSU wearing purple jerseys tomorrow. Uh-huh. No. Big Ten Network, the Rutgers Band's all excited about 7:30 tomorrow night. Ohio State at Rutgers Band. All right, you got to give me this one. Baby.
Missed it. Swing and a miss. You can't hit the curveball is what it comes down to.
Too early or too late?
Too late.
Oh, too late? Yeah. Doggone it. Okay. All right, here we go. 7:30 SEC Network. The Fighting Muschamps trying to score in the first half for just the 12th time in 18 games. At Texas A&M trying to save the job for Kevin Sumlin. Oh, man. Texas A&M, South Carolina. I need a little higher on this one. What? Zach, we got a bad connection. Okay. Man, Gamecocks and Texas A&M, that's a big one. All right, you ready? 8 o'clock tomorrow night. Oklahoma State at Texas Tech. Texas Tech's undefeated. Oklahoma State coming off a loss.
Don't do that to me. Don't do that to me.
9 o'clock tomorrow. Mm-hmm. ESPN. Ole Miss at Alabama.
Oh, that's going to be a shellacking.
All right, Fox Sports 1 tomorrow night, 10:30, Cal at Oregon. Both teams got off a loss. All right, I got one for you. 10:30 tomorrow night, ESPN2, Colorado at UCLA. No? 10:30, CBS Sports Network, Northern Illinois. San Diego State's ranked, man. You got to watch a little San Diego State tomorrow night. No? 10:30, San Jose State at UNLV, 10:30. ESPN. No.
Phil Potts calling.
Is that your guy?
Yeah.
Oh, he is? Hold on. Let me get this right. Phil Potts in Vegas right now?
He is. He is.
All right. Final one for you. 8:21 kick. Michael Vick's going to be in the building.
Boo.
Enter Sandman. All right. Clemson the seventh consecutive night game on the road. Clemson, second-ranked defending national champions at 12th-ranked Virginia Tech. What you got?
What numbers to dial? You gonna be here for a while. I'm gonna call my crew. You gonna call your crew. We can rendezvous at the bar around 2.
Man, plans to leave. Throw the keys to little C's. Pull the truck up front. A lot of crews pulling in that one tomorrow. That's pretty good. That's our biggie games of the week. A lot of grape juice.
That's great
tomorrow
juice.
Night.
Cheese, eggs, and Welch's grape, baby.
Yeah, a lot of cheese, a lot of eggs, a lot of Welch's grape juice. I'll give you that one. but the final part of this segment, let me give you our Palmetto Dunes, Palmetto Golf Report, brought by great friends at Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. Palmetto Dunes can help you out. Friends, here's the deal at Palmetto Dunes right now. The Oceanfront Resort, beautiful Hilton Head Island, South Carolina, the award-winning resort. How do you get to be the award-winning resort? Well, it's take care of every kind of aspect of it. They take care of everything you're looking for. It is our great friends at Palmetto Dunes. You're not going to have to move a finger. This is luxury. And here's the thing. It's so much more affordable than you could ever believe. Because our great friends there take care of you. They know that you're on vacation. You don't want to miss it. It's Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. On our Palmetto Golf Report, I'm going to get a little Clemson report here. Sam Saunders, former Clemson golfer, started out on the backside yesterday at the Webb.com event and went birdie, 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 par, birdie, bogey, birdie, par, birdie for 31 on the front. Shot 5 under par. He goes to the back, par, birdie, 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 birdie. Shoots 28 on the back for a 59, a 12 under par 59. How about birdie in the last 6 holes to shoot 59? An unbelievable day with 12 under par with a bogey. He made 13 birdies yesterday. Sam Saunders shoots 59 and the lowest ever by a Clemson golfer on a tour event. Great news there. That's our Palmetto Golf Report brought to our great friends at Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. Zach, 13. You know how long it takes me to make 13 birdies? I'll ask you this, man. Have you ever made 13 birdies in your life? Palmetto Dunes, Palmetto Golf Report. Go by and see our great friends at Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. Zach, have you, in your lifetime, have you made 13 birdies?
No chance.
Okay, just making sure. What a great round that was, no doubt about that. Let's take our final break. We'll come back. We'll wrap things up. We still have time for a phone call. Hadn't done any tots, so we'll get to Twitter stuff. We'll take some phone calls. You don't want to miss it. It's the Mickey Pollard Show from Chick-fil-A of Clemson. More after this.
Join Walt Deptula's Road Rage at Twin Peaks this Thursday for some awesome food, drinks, and, of course, the scenic views. Get sports delivered to you like only Walt can do. And enjoy the cold beer and the HD TVs live this Thursday at Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road.
Last time Virginia Tech met the Clemson Tigers, it was the ACC Championship game in Orlando. We all know how that turned out. This Saturday, Dabo Swinney takes his second-ranked Tiger team on the road to Blacksburg, Virginia for a primetime showdown with the 12th-ranked Hokies. Both teams are undefeated at 4-0 this season, so something has to give. Catch every exciting minute of the game right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Game day starts with the Tiger pregame show on the flagship station for Clemson football, 105.5 The Roar. It's bow time at Bojangles. Try the new pork chop grilled biscuit for just $1.99.
When playing football for Coach Sweeney, I learned the value of hard work and doing things the right way. My name is John Wright Jr., and now that I'm in the field of commercial real estate, I have the opportunity to apply those principles in my daily business. If you're in the market for buying, selling, or leasing property from office or retail to industrial or land, then let me know at McCoyWright.com. That's McCoyWright.com, where we will do our best to ensure your success. And remember, if it's not McCoy Wright, it's not right.
Zero Res is the answer to cleaning at its finest with no harsh chemicals. No residue, safe from toxins, and your carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout will stay cleaner longer. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the right way to clean. ZeroResGreenville.com.
It's always a good time to look and feel good. At Roosters Men's Grooming Center, you can count on a team that will make you feel your absolute best. The many services provided will keep you coming back for more. Come by for anything from a close shave and professional haircut to a 7-step facial shave. Fellas, treat yourself. You deserve it. Don't have enough time on your hands for the full service? ask us about our express cut. Call 864-884-8920 to make your appointment.
CMH Services has again been recognized as an MVP dealer by the material handling industry's leading trade organization, MHEDA, for five consecutive years. In earning the award, CMH Services demonstrated excellence in the areas of industry advocacy, customer service and safety, business networking, continuing education, and business best practices. Get award-winning material handling solutions at CMH Services. Call 800-922-9569. That's 800-922-9569.
Hurry up, guys. We got to get to the game and set up our tailgate.
Honey, the toilet is overflowing and backing up everywhere.
We are not missing the game.
Mom, Charlie is splashing in the water, and I'm ready to go.
Hello, Roto-Rooter. This is Dan Fan, and I'm trying to get to the game, but the toilet is overflowing. I need you here fast. Even on game day, count on Roto-Rooter. Call 288-7686.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Have you been in search for that perfect job opportunity? Well, look no further, because Carolina Heating Service is currently looking for individuals to expand their team. Locally owned and operated for over 35 years, we specialize in generators, electrical services, residential light, commercial HVAC sales, service and installation, as well as geothermal systems. Top professional opportunities available anywhere from electricians, installers, service technicians, management, and customer service reps. Worried about benefits? Carolina Heating Service has you covered. Enjoy paid holidays and vacation days, a 401k, training programs, major insurance, and full-time year-round stable work, as well as overtime opportunity. Basic qualifications include a drug test, background check, and physical, as well as a valid driver's license. Other qualifications are subject to position applying for. The search could be over for you soon. Make that career leap. Apply now at CarolinaHeating.com and join our award-winning team.
Bring your own tools, pull the parts you need, and save big. At LKQ Pick Your Part, you'll find millions of parts from hundreds of cars and trucks to choose from. Right now, download our PYP Garage app. Get instant notifications when your vehicle comes to an LKQ Pick Your Part near you. Sign up for our PYP Garage and start earning points towards discounts on future purchases at LKQ Pick Your Part. It's easy and free to sign up. Visit LKQPickYourPart.com for more information or visit us today and save big. What's in your garage?
It happens every time. When a hailstorm hits, there's an increase of people who want to take your money for roof repairs. Problem is, many of them are just trying to take advantage of you and don't really know what they're doing. Gilstrap Roofing has been around for decades. Trust Gilstrap Roofing to handle the repairs and deal with the insurance. Just because someone knocks on your door with a card that says they're a roofer doesn't mean they'll do quality work at a reasonable price. Call Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
We do the impossible every day. We pursue our mission with excellence and integrity to become leaders and warriors. Our differences make us stronger. Our values make us one. We're the United States Air Force and want to speak with you about a career that makes a difference. We offer great benefits like the GI Bill, free housing, and money for food on top of base pay. We're looking for special ops for those who want mental and physical challenges. Fly high with the United States Air Force.
So, who did you wake up with?
Ah!
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
On WCCP.
105.5 The Roar.
Stacy's mom has got it going on. 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 Stacy, can I come over?
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Man, we got a lot to do in a short amount of time. Zach got President's Cup tonight, today, and all weekend long. I watched a little bit of it yesterday, United States 3.5-point lead. I tell you what, very few things are cooler in golf than when you see Lady Liberty in the background of the golf course. Pretty good to see the Statue of Liberty and seeing Manhattan across the way there in the Freedom Tower. That's pretty cool. Today, 11:30, Patrick Reed and Jordan Spieth face Adam Hadwin and Hideki Matsuyama. At 11:50, Justin Thomas, Ricky Fowler play Brandon Grace and Louis Oosthuizen. At 12:05, Kevin Kisner from South Carolina and Phil Mickelson face Mark Leishman and Jason Day. At 12:20, Charlie Hoffman and Kevin Chappell face Arnaben Lahari and Charles Schwartzel. And I'm sure I pronounced that one wrong. And then 12:35, number one tee today, Brooks Koepka and Dustin Johnson, the United States. Boy, talking about two bombers there, facing Jonathan Vegas and Adam Scott. Boy, some balls will be flying in that last group. The United States 3.5 to 1.5 point lead there. We had, I gave you the Clemson injury report. The good news is it looks like Trayvon Mullen and Mark Fields will play for South Carolina. Dante Sawyer is going to play. Corey Helms is out this week for South Carolina. So two starting South Carolina guys out. Tonight, Miami and Duke, Southern Cal and Washington State. Last night, Texas beat Iowa State 17-7. Green Bay beat Chicago in the NFL 35-14. Little weather delay, and all in all, you're talking about just a blowout. Chicago's not very good. Green Bay's pretty good, so you got to give them credit with that one. Zach, what's going on in your world over there, man? I feel like I hadn't talked to you. We had so much going on here today. Everything okay with you?
I mean, I'm fine, dude. Don't worry about me. You just worry about all your guests that apparently take precedence over the guy that does a show with you every day of the year.
Yeah. Had someone say, how about Sam Sanders 59? What did you see the whole Sam Sanders 59 report, brother? A good friend of mine gave me a hard time about that one. I have a ton of things to get to in my 2-minute drills. I'm going to get to that a little bit earlier. Give me some thoughts, man. I've given some thoughts on Virginia Tech and Clemson. You need to get Cam Phillips covered up somehow, some way. You need to get Joshua Jackson uncomfortable. Let me give you one here. This Deshaun McLeese, this sophomore running back, he can hurt you a little bit. Stephen Peoples won't hurt you, I don't think, too much. Trayvon McMillan can hurt you a little bit. McLeese is one that might scare you a little bit there. I watched their film all week long. Trayvon Hill's a decent defensive end. The other one, Vinny Mahota, number 99, nothing to him. Not very good there. Tim Settle and Ricky Walker, two big defensive tackles that are okay. Tremaine Edmonds is a monster defensive or linebacker, 6'5 and 250, but can he cover in space? Is he athletic enough to do that? I don't know. They have big corners, man. Stroman and Faison are big corners, and Mookie Reynolds is kind of a big nickelback. All in all, though, I see Clemson having a chance to make some plays, some big plays. That might be a big key to the game, too, big plays. What you thinking over there?
I'm thinking that it's going to be hard for Josh to throw the ball down the field. I don't think he's going to have the time. I don't think his offensive line matches up well with Clemson's defensive line, specifically Austin Bryant. That right tackle position is going to be vulnerable. You're going to see a lot of chip blocks going out on routes. You're going to see a lot of tight end coverage over on that side of the line, which if you want to free up and give Cleveland Farrell a one-on-one opportunity on the left side, that's on you, and you can do that if you want to. It's going to be difficult to throw down the field. Like I said, they're going to be able to do a lot of short stuff, and Clemson's going to have to be sound tackling in open space. It's something that we saw a little bit of struggling last week. You know, Tanner Muse had a couple of missed tackles in open space that resulted in first downs when they shouldn't have been. So it's going to be interesting. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm really excited about the game. But just make sure you're sound defensively. Make sure you're not making mistakes offensively. No turnovers, and you'll be fine up in Blacksburg.
You know, we talk a lot about personnel and about some of the things out there. We never talk field position. Turnovers is almost crazy to talk about because who knows when a turnover is happening with good teams like this. But our good friend Josh Williams, JWillie401 on Twitter, sent out a tweet a while ago, and it says, Fuente trying to restore Lane Stadium as a big home field advantage. He's 7-1 so far as a head coach at Virginia Tech at home, but has faced zero ranked opponents. And he said, you know, he's had this one circled by contrast, or in contrast, Frank Beamer in his last 3 years was 9-10 at home after going 57-10 from 2003 to 2012.
Jeez.
The one home loss was last year when Georgia Tech went up there and beat them. They lost 30-20 against Georgia Tech at home last year. So, yeah, Beamer was great at home for a good 10-year stretch, 57-10. But, boy, 9-10 in his last 19 at home. That's why he's not the coach there anymore. And of the 7 home wins so far for Justin Fuente, who I think the world of, I think he's a great football coach, Liberty, Boston College, East Carolina, the Miami win was a good win last year. They're 6-point favorite, 137-16. Virginia, and this year, Delaware and Old Dominion. I mean, they were 31-point favorites to Liberty, 6-point favorites to Boston College, and they won 49-0. They were 13-point favorites to East Carolina, 6-point favorites to Miami. They were 14-point favorites to Virginia Tech and got beat. I mean, Georgia Tech and got beat. And then 17-point favorites to Virginia, big favorites against Delaware and Old Dominion. This is the first time that they've been underdogs at home under Justin Fuente there. And in the end, Clemson's the better team. Would you agree with this, Zach? Clemson is better at every single position, every single unit, but not so much better that they can afford to play bad, not execute missed tackles, get bad field position, turn the ball over, and still win with that kind of crowd.
No, they cannot afford to go into this game and expect to dominate like they did last weekend against Boston College. Virginia Tech's a team that can score on you, and they will score on you if you have that kind of mindset and that kind of game plan that you had last weekend. You need to be prepared mentally, physically, and it needs to be sound, and you need to bring it. It's going to be loud. I watched a video of the 2011 game against Miami where the crowd just goes bananas, and it's exciting. You know, you get goosebumps watching it when Inner Sandman goes and the whole stadium's jumping up and down. I'm sure it's going to be a lot of fun being there, but, yeah, you need to bring your A game Saturday night.
I've only seen Inner Sandman once because I didn't do it when I first started going there, and I got to tell you, a little bit overrated. Last time I was there, I videotaped it, and it was like a little bit overrated. They weren't very good, but we'll see that. Actually, you know what? They were good then. They expected to be a lot better then, but it didn't turn out well for them on that one. How about all the stats we threw out today? How about South Carolina, 6 of their 17 games so far shut out in the first half? Clemson, 7 straight road night games. How about all the little stats that we're throwing out? I like all that stuff. Brad Hughes is my Allstate agent. I'm a good hands with Brad Hughes. I'm a good hands with Allstate. I can call him at 292-3001. I can email him, bradhughes@allstate.com. I can get in touch with him, bradhughesinsurance.com. Better coverage, better rates. Thanks to my very good friends, Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. We forgive someone in sports every single day. Today I forgive Oklahoma State. They did the right thing. Oklahoma State fired Lamont Evans. And if you saw some of the comments, some of the quotes that they got him on wiretap with, boy, it didn't look good. And they did the right thing. You don't want this guy representing your university. And thank goodness we got a bad guy out as far as that goes. Buddy, we finish things up as we always do with our 2-minute drill.
Try to get 4 minutes of content into 2 minutes. It's time for the 2-minute drill on WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Now, here's Mickey.
Mickey, this goes out to all of Tiger Nation traveling up to Blacksburg this weekend. Please, please be safe, be sound heading up. Have a great time. Be passionate in your fan base and in your fanhood. But be courteous and kind and respectful. I love nothing more than reading and hearing and talking to people how nice Clemson fans are on the road and at home, and it makes me smile. It makes my heart smile every time. So continue to do that, and good luck, and go Tigers.
And what you're telling me is I make your heart smile.
Not you. You are getting into fights with old ladies all the time, and it's just embarrassing for the Clemson faithful.
I'm glad I make your heart smile, buddy. My 2-minute drill brought to you by Eric Newton, ericnewton.com. For all of your real estate needs, my very good friend, a guy that I know will help you here in Clemson that I'll never use anybody else, is ericnewton.com. I got a little meeting with Eric next week, man. Can't wait to learn more about what he's doing and how he's doing in this community. ericnewton.com. My 2-minute drill, I was on the phone last night. Larry Williams and I were talking. He was watching a replay of the Louisiana Tech game. I told him to watch out for, say, Jamias Williams and how they picked on him. And he brought up something very interesting. Larry says, look at the body language of South Carolina pretty early in this contest. And I do this, Zach, and I hadn't done it a whole lot this year, but I watch body language as seasons go on and as injuries mount and as pressure comes on. I do watch body languages a lot. And I did watch the body language of Louisville up there in Papa John's Stadium last week once they got rolled up on pretty good and see how they would respond, and it wasn't good body language. I'm learning, man. The older I get, the more I learn about psychology and the more I learn about how powerful that human mind is. And I got to tell you, Zach, watch the body language in College Station tomorrow. Watch the body language in Lane Stadium tomorrow. And as this season goes on, as teams get, you know, I tell you what, watch Tennessee's body language tomorrow. That'll be interesting to see.